You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Consider the possibilities of partnering up with Carol each week to be empowered and recharged. Carol, in her passionate, high energy and engaging style, will stimulate you to have a positive shift in mindset and behavior. So now, please welcome the host of Making It Happen, Carol Kelly.
Hello, everyone. This is Carol Kelly, your host of Making It Happen. And we're coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So glad to have you with me tonight. Feel free to call in if you choose with any of your thoughts or any questions or concerns. The number is 1-866-451-1451. Or you can send me an email at carol@distinctsolutionsctc.com. Glad to have you tonight. Tonight, I want to speak to you about the common denominator of great leaders. This is if you are leading an organization, whether you're leading a team, a family, an association, a community, whatever. This common denominator is the same. I remember it like it was yesterday. I received a call from a client, and he says, Carol, I'm an executive from a medium-sized manufacturing company in the Midwest. And recently, we went through a massive restructuring, requiring major reassignments and different reporting relationships. And one of my plants is failing, and I've been charged with turning it around. So I need you to work with Robert, a plant manager who's having trouble with his team. He's a good leader, but he's in a different world, a different environment. They're all new to him, and they all refuse to work for him. Some of them have even threatened to quit. And I need you to work with him. I need you to change this environment. I will need you to turn this thing around. Their success is pivotal to the success of the company. And if we can't turn it around, I'm afraid I might have to let Robert go. So that was the way it was. And I'll continue with my story with Robert tonight as I go through our discussion tonight. But I found through some research, I did some Googling, and I found that 80% of leaders today fail to impress in the first 2 years in their leadership roles. 70% admit to being incredibly stressed. And over 70% admit to not enjoying the job at all. And as you know, gone are the days when we used to have a job for life. That doesn't happen anymore. Today, people stay in a job for maybe about 4 years. And within the millennials, I found that it's even less, about 2 to 3 years. But that doesn't mean that great leadership is not all around us. It is. So I want to offer advice to all leaders tonight, but especially to the next generation of leaders. You see, leadership is within all of us. We just need to know how to harness it. So, for example, if you're in an organization trying to implement a quality improvement program, in order to improve the culture, but you're getting nowhere and you're stressed out and you're frustrated. Or you have a neighbor who allows their two Doberman pinschers to roam the neighborhood. Or you're struggling to deal with a teenage son that's difficult to manage. It could be any of those things. So I'm talking to you tonight as a leader. So I've been looking into the qualities of great leadership, trying to pin down that common denominator. I call it the X factor of great leadership. And of course, I said earlier, my favorite method of research is to Google. So when I was Googling, I typed in great leaders. And these are some of the names that came up on the front page. Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela. And yes, this one might surprise you, Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. If I were to give you, my intelligent listeners, a category or a heading where you would include Captain Kirk on that same list, I bet you wouldn't have put him there, but yet he was there. So these are known as some of the most influential leaders of our time. Great leadership is not reserved for famous people. I know some great leaders, and I'm sure you know some great leaders. And I have been privileged enough to have worked for a couple of great leaders. So what is the X factor of great leadership? First, let me tell you what it is not. According to my research, it's not IQ. It helps. It's a starting point, but it's not what great leadership is all about. It's not privilege. None of these people that I listed a few moments ago were born, or some of them at least, were not born in privilege. It's not money privilege. It's not educational privilege. You don't have to be born into this. And what it is not also is job title. And as nice as it is to have CEO or president or vice president or director next to your name, job title is listed as one of the top 10 reasons leaders fail. Why? Because they rely on that title for power and respect. So in a change in society, new leadership styles are emerging or need to emerge. The old dominating styles are being replaced by more inclusive, diverse, effective options. And the style I just described, with the IQ, the privilege, the job title especially, this is called the alpha male leadership style. Alpha male leadership style. What does this look like? Well, they're often people of privilege at the top of organizations or associations. They're sitting at the head of a large rectangular table. And these are some of their characteristics. They're bold, they're domineering, aggressive, competitive, decisive, achievement-focused, creative, self-centered, critical. So you might say to yourself, well, those are not bad characteristics. No, they're not. But let me just bear with you here. Bear with me here. What I'm suggesting is that we bid farewell to this style of leadership. Why? Because the world is changing. The world is getting smaller thanks to the internet, tourism, the media, immigration, people of different colors, different cultural and ethnic backgrounds, many of whom speak two or three languages, many of whom practice different traditions, customs, ceremonies, and rituals. And because of this, gone are the days when the alpha male leadership style is always acceptable or always works. The problem is, because people from different cultural backgrounds also follow people who lead differently from one another. So this is really the critical problem I want to place before you tonight. It's time to take a break. I'll be right back. This is Carol Kelly on the Bold Brave Media Global Network. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly Leip is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly Leip's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly Leip, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeip.com or email her at pdleip@gmail.com.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was talking about the problem of the alpha male leadership style, and that is leaders now are having to lead people with different cultural backgrounds. And these people with different cultural backgrounds have to follow you. So as a leader, we need to be mindful of that. Leadership is like, you know, elite classes of people. Some people are in the elite class. So leadership is like elite classes of people. And there are two kinds of elite classes. There's the beneficial kind that follows or fosters a free enterprise system. They empower people. And then there is a parasitical kind. They live off the efforts of others, and in some instances can keep people in slavery. So in my research, I looked for the common denominator. And how could we categorize that common denominator? It all boiled down to emotional intelligence. And it's frustrating because EI, or emotional intelligence, has been stigmatized for so long. It's perceived as weak, soft management, touchy-feely. You can't measure it. And just because you can't measure it doesn't mean it's not important, because emotion doesn't mean it's not important. Some of the most significant events on Earth and in our lives happen because of emotion. So what I'd like to do tonight is to pick three of these common denominators of emotionally intelligent leaders and offer them to you tonight as pointers for great leadership. And what do all great leaders have in common? What is the X factor of great leadership? Emotional intelligence. Ronald Reagan once said, "The greatest leaders are not necessarily the ones who do the greatest things, but the ones who get people to do the greatest things." So let's go back to Robert. I first worked with Robert individually. Robert was from another culture, a heart-driven, results-driven, autocratic leader. One of those alpha male leaders, all about the numbers. No time for people stuff, he said. Resentful that his job could be in jeopardy because he knew, but he desperately needed it. So he agreed to work with me. He struggled. He was frustrated. He pushed back. He resisted, but eventually came around and he agreed to work with me. We set a goal and discussed commitment. We walked through the steps of the strategic session that I was going to have with him and his team and what would be required of him. His need to do something he had never done before and to be something that he had never done before. And the stakes were high. And this is how I worked with Robert. First, let me start with people. There are three things I want to talk to you about. The first one is people. And that covers a whole spectrum of stuff, but I'd like to connect or concentrate on connection. Every leader needs to have a connection with people, especially the people who look to you for direction and support. But if you need a connection with people, you also have to have a connection with yourself. So this required three things in my working with Robert: self-reflection, self-regulation, and self-perception. So first, let's look at self-reflection. You have to know yourself fully. Self-reflection is one of the greatest cornerstones of leadership in understanding yourself, knowing what makes you happy, knowing what makes you sad, knowing what motivates you, knowing what triggers your emotions, knowing what gives you the negative feelings that, if not managed well, will have negative outputs. That's self-reflection. I also work with him on self-regulation because self-reflection is nothing without that. If you can't regulate your responses when your emotions are telling you something else, then you have a problem. So self-regulation is essential. Now, everybody has an ego. All the leaders I cited have some degree of ego, especially Captain Kirk. But it's essential to take a tactical bruise on your ego from time to time for the betterment of the organization, the team, the association, the family, the community, etc. So there is self-regulation. And then we have self-perception. The perception you have of yourself has to be as close to other people's reality as possible. And if you're thinking you're the greatest and you're honest and you're open and your followers don't think that way, then you've got a disconnect, a blind spot. You don't know what you don't know. Others see things in you that you don't see in yourself. So the mastery of self-reflection, self-regulation, and self-perception, it's not a destination, it's a journey. We're always working on these things. None of us is perfect. It's a part of life. So welcome to the human race. The next thing about this connection is great leaders create a safe environment where people feel safe to say what's on their minds. They create a climate where ideas are shared. They create an atmosphere where people are not afraid to speak up, to fail, to take risks, to offer their ideas, where people are able to say and do what they need to say and do. But for leaders, as you know, this can be terrifying because it means getting feedback. And we all know that feedback can be a gift, but it can also hurt. However, if there is no sharing and exchange of ideas, there's no innovation, no creativity. That's people. So let's get back to Robert. I facilitated a session with Robert and his people for two consecutive days. And each one of them, one by one, was able to give him feedback. Now, remember, these people are refusing to work for him, and some of them are threatening to quit. Robert struggled to receive that feedback from his team. But with his own fears and misgivings, he still listened. He mustered up the courage to give and receive input. It was a give and take situation. He struggled, but he got it done. And in the afternoon of day two, Robert saw the light at the end of the tunnel. He had a breakthrough moment, and as well as the team. It was magnificent. It's now time to take a break. I'll be right back on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was telling you that in working with Robert and his team, there was a breakthrough moment at the end of day two or in the afternoon of the second day. There was a breakthrough moment. I'm telling you, you had to be there to see it. Robert was able to see the connection between his style, his leadership style, his alpha male leadership style, and his childhood. And he shared that, talking about sharing information, he shared that with his team. He said, when I grew up, I was not able to play. I wasn't able to do anything after school. I had to come right to work. I mean, right from school and work, 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 work. My father just made my brother and I work, 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 work. We didn't get a chance to play with the other kids. All we did was work, 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 work. And now I'm doing the very same thing with my sons, he says. I'm doing the same effing thing with my sons. And that was the complaint because he had this alpha male leadership style. Results, 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 results. Never mind people and connecting with them. That was his breakthrough moment. It was very emotional, as a matter of fact. That's connection. And at that moment, he connected with them at a level that he never connected with them before. He also connected with himself in a way that he had never connected with himself before. Robert was doing something that he had never done before. And he was being someone he had never been before. So that was connection. Number two, the second thing is vision. Nelson Mandela said, action without vision is passing time. Vision without action is daydreaming. But vision and action can change the world. So if you want connection with people, if you want your team or your organization or your family or your community to be driven, to drive their behaviors, you have to give them a destination, a view of where they're going. Imagine this, we're driving without a destination. You feel like it's a waste of time. There's idleness. You're wandering. You're getting lost. So the vision needs to be compelling, exciting, yet challenging. If it's easy, then it's not going to drive the type of behavior that you want. So there's people, there's connection, and there's vision. And the third one is passion. A leader without passion and enthusiasm lacks credibility. Great leaders infect people with passion. You see, passion comes from a mindset, because passion and enthusiasm are emotions that evoke emotions in others. Martin Luther King Jr. didn't say, "We'll get to the promised land." He belted it out. He belted it out with passion and enthusiasm. And when you see people laughing on TV, you want to laugh with them. When you saw people drowning on the Titanic, if you saw that movie, a lot of people wanted to cry or did cry. These films are designed to evoke people's emotions. So again, passion is a mindset. And great leaders, let me give you a strategy. Great leaders do strategic mental rehearsals. They're called SMRs, strategic mental rehearsals. Whatever they're faced with, whatever they're challenged with, they first rehearse it in their mind. They imagine it. They taste it. They feel it. Research suggests that people who do SMRs are more likely to achieve their goals. Sports people do it. For example, if you're going into a meeting with your boss, rehearse it in your mind. Do the SMRs. Anticipate. Feel it. Feel the successful outcome of it. I said last week in my last show, if you're going on a job and if you walk in as if you're the role that you're interviewing for, be the VP, be the SVP, be the marketing director, whatever it is, do your SMRs. So that's it, folks. People, number one, vision, and passion. Those are the three things that constitute the X factor of great leadership. And great leadership, though, has a tipping point. As you strive to develop yourself, there's a point where you start to develop others. And this is when you get high-performing teams. This is when you get great relationships. This is when you get outstanding results from people you lead. This is when you begin to influence people. Influence gives you the power to change almost anything, to change the culture of your organization, to change the culture of your team, to change the dynamics in your family, to literally change people's minds. The word for that is called metanoia, a change of mind. Because changing behavior requires changing minds. People don't change for your reasons. They change for their reasons. So let me talk to you a little bit about influence. Virtually all forces that have an impact on people's behavior work only on two mental maps. Not 1,000, just two. And at the end of the day, people ask two questions. Can I do what's required? And will it be worth it? The first question simply asks, am I able? And that's about their ability. And the second question simply asks, am I motivated? And that's about motivation and inspiration. No matter your leadership strategies or your style, they all work in one of two ways. They either motivate or enable a vital behavior. And some do both. Let me go back to Robert. I am happy to report that Robert and his team emerged at the end of the day two as a high-performing team. At the end, each person stood up, walked over to Robert, shook his hand, and said, "Man, the way you showed up for us today and yesterday, we'll work for you any day." They went on to turn their plan around, reaching their goals and their objectives. It's now time to take another break. This is Carol Kelly on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. president and founder of Big Heart Bridges. Her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. DePula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stepula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was talking about what a great job Robert did and how the team gelled. They became a high-performing team, and they went on to turn the plan around, reaching their goals and objectives. That day, Robert became a great leader, a masterful leader, the master of his craft. Robert became a black belt. The three things he did: he used his emotional intelligence. That was the common denominator. Had he not done that, he would not have pulled it off. First, Robert shifted his mindset, a balance of skill and wisdom. He looked through a different lens, seeing what had to happen in that room as an opportunity versus a threat, something to be embraced rather than resisted. He saw opportunities versus obstacles. He saw what's possible. For example, if you were to put on a person's glasses, let's say you wear glasses, and you exchange glasses with someone, you have different prescriptions. You may not be able to see clearly out of their glasses or theirs, yours. But see, people see the world as they are, not as it is. What they see is their reality, not yours. So you can't force people to see out of your lens, your vision. You must be able to shift their paradigms to see your vision and your reality from your prescription. This is what Robert did that day. See, there's a myth that says people resist change. They don't really resist the change. They resist what they have to give up because of the change. Remember those two questions I said the people ask? Am I able to do it? Or can I do it? Can I do what's required? And will it be worth it? People don't change for your reasons. They change for their reasons. This is why it is time to come forth with a more inclusive, diverse, more transformational style of leadership. And I suggest that we let go of that alpha male style of leadership. Robert became of this and addressed it. He helped people to see the vision, the new vision he had for the plant, through their prescription, not his. And until this happens, people will resist you until the cows come home. Robert communicated the why behind the what and the how. Nietzsche, a German philosopher, once said, I can endure any how if I can understand the why. So Robert embraced the conflict, the disagreements, and the tension. And I said earlier, feedback can be a gift, but sometimes it can hurt. And there are times when it did, but Robert sat there, listened, took the feedback from every person in that room. He knew when to push, and he knew when to pull. He knew when to confront and when to solicit input. He used an appropriate amount of tension for innovation, creativity, and synergistic problem solving. He did that by using his emotional quotient, not his IQ, to break through the barriers that were holding that team back. There is another myth that I want to share with you about being a great leader. And that myth is that conflict should be avoided or minimized. That is a myth. Change is the catalyst for conflict. Conflict, in most instances, folks, is a signal of passion. The people haven't given up. There's a lack of apathy. They're not apathetic. People still care. So they have the difficult conversations. Great leaders do not shy away from this. They embrace the conflict and the disagreements. They use their emotional intelligence. How do they do that? The only way you can use emotional intelligence to your advantage is to be able to manage your own emotions. And when you manage your own emotions, you can now influence the emotions of others. So it requires that self-awareness. An awareness of how your behavior impacts others. And it may even create some tension, but it's also the fuel for innovation, creativity, and synergistic problem solving. There is a principle I like to share with my clients and says, if two people in an organization always agree, one of them is unnecessary. Another principle. If people don't talk it out, whatever issue it is they're having, if they don't talk it out, they'll act it out. And so when you move into a new organization or a new community or a new team, and you're seeing dysfunctional behaviors or undesirable behaviors, all it is that people are acting out what they feel they can't talk out. So great leaders create an environment of safety, where people can say what they want to say and do what they feel they need to do. I said that earlier. That is what this is all about. That day, Robert turned chaos into order and pain into power. The people bounced back. So Robert uses influence versus his authority. Ken Blanchard once said, the key to successful leadership today is influence, not authority. Robert used his influence, not his authority. He transformed the culture of his team, transformed it. He engaged them by using his emotional intelligence. He practiced what he preached. He was authentic. He showed the person behind the title. And where he wasn't clairvoyant, he was clear with the vision that he had in mind at that time. The team bounced back. Robert used his emotional intelligence, which is the common denominator for great leadership these days. He became a great leader right in front of my eyes. He inspired the people. That's what Robert did, because leadership is not about position. It's about who you are. And the common denominator of all great leaders is to be able to influence people and circumstances around you. And the secret sauce is emotional intelligence. You are great leaders and you're also masterful leaders. Masterful leaders break down walls. And that's where I'd like to leave you. Time for another break. I will be right back on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay tuned.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com, That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was telling you about what great leaders do. They use that emotional intelligence. That is the secret sauce. Of course, great leaders do other things, but the main thing is to manage the emotional intelligence. Not afraid of emotions. Don't be afraid of emotions. Hang in there. Articulate your passion and your excitement and your enthusiasm. And when you do that, you inspire others and you raise the curiosity in others. First, I talked about influence. The key to influence, successful leadership today, is influence, not authority. The next thing is inspiration. He inspired his people. He didn't just motivate them. He inspired them. You see, people who have that alpha male leadership style care more about themselves than others and will reward or punish just to reach a goal. And this type of mindset evolves when organizations are stagnant, when they're frozen, when they're not challenged by change, or they're in their formative stage. And it can also stem from culture. But when an organization unfreezes, there is a different need for a different type of leadership. And as you know today, most organizations today are not frozen. We are in a world, that VUCA world that I talked about, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. Things are constantly changing and moving. There's no more stagnation. So that style of leadership has to erode away and move us into the greatest leaders of all times, which I call mostly transformational leaders. And great leaders and transformational leaders motivate and transform the individuals, developing their followers into leaders themselves. You see, there's a tipping point when it comes to leadership. The tipping point is when, I said, you start to develop others. This is when you get the high-performing teams. This is when you make impact. This is when you get great relationships. They empower their followers through motivation, through inspiration. But yet to be masterful, they transcend the ordinary way of doing things. They don't just face their challenges. They transcend them. They rise above or go beyond ordinary limits. They transform their environments in record time with sustained lasting change. This is what happened with Robert and his team in 2 days. 2 days. He inspired his people. Let's talk about inspiration now. Here are a few more ideas to get you started with inspiring everyone around you. Great leaders are authentic. Be authentic and true to yourself. In this crazy world that's trying to make you like everyone else, find the courage to keep being your awesome self. Embrace that individual inside you that has ideas, strengths, and beauty like no one else. Be the person you know yourself to be, the best version of you on your teams. Above all, be true to you. And if you cannot put your heart in it, take yourself out of it. It won't always be easy, because when it comes to living as a compassionate, non-judgmental human being, the only challenge greater than learning to walk a mile in someone else's shoes is learning to walk a lifetime comfortably in your own shoes. Express your enthusiasm. Passion is something you must be willing to express if you want to inspire others. You can gain a lot of influence just by expressing and publicly expressing what you're excited about and passionate about. You'll get people wondering, why you love this so much? You'll get people wondering, why are you taking so much time with me? And naturally, some of them will take the necessary time to understand what it's all about that moves you. The next thing to do is care about people. That's the connection. It's all about people. There's an old adage that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So it's not about the degrees. It's not about the titles. It's about caring about people. Lou Holtz had a video out called If Enough People Care. And he said, if enough people care, you can turn an organization around. You can create whatever conditions you want to create. You can change minds. You can empower people. If enough people care, all you need to do is get people, enough people to care. Challenge people to do their best. As Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we know we could be. So if people know we expect great things from them, they will often go to great lengths to live up to our expectations. So challenge people to do their best. Bring out the best in people. Lead by example. Practice what you preach or don't preach it at all. That's what Robert did. He practiced what he preached. He showed the people the person behind the title. Walk the talk. Be the change you want to see in the world. If you really want to inspire others to do something, then this something should be a big part of your life. You don't necessarily need to be an expert at what you're doing, but you need to be passionately involved. Another thing great leaders do is they are able to articulate what everyone else is thinking. You know, your people don't always have the courage to speak up, especially in other environments. But we are very connected to each other in various ways. So the most important of which is our thoughts. And out of fear or passive shyness, some people will not speak up. So if you take the risk and say the things others are holding back, you become the glue that brings people together. Another thing great leaders do, and this is all about emotional intelligence, folks. This is all about emotions. This is all about you, but you're evoking that emotion out of others. This is the balance. This is the secret sauce, emotional intelligence. Make people feel good about themselves. People will rarely remember what you did, but they will always remember how you made them feel. Maya Angelou said that. Start noticing what you like about others and tell them. Go out of your way to personally acknowledge and compliment the people who have gone out of their way to excel. It's time to take another break. I will be right back. Stay tuned on the BBM Global Network and Tune In Radio.
Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic. and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life. Global Glory. That's the work of Dr. Marina McLean, COO of Global Glory, whose calling is to serve God. A first-generation British-born Londoner of Jamaican descent, Dr. McLean inherited the hunger for the word from her father, who was a Bible teacher. Growing up, her home was filled with missionaries from the Caribbean islands and America, and she travels the world preaching the gospel. She has a Bachelor of Arts degree in theology and an honorary doctorate of divinity and Christian counseling from Friends International Christian University. Dr. McLean is also a songwriter and recording artist, and her songs are written during summits and conferences in the presence of God. She's recorded 3 worship albums to date and is in ministry for 28 years alongside her husband, Dr. Rennie McLean, who shares her passion. Visit www.globalglory.org or on Facebook at Global Glory. Call 866-244-5679 and feel the glory.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Kelly of Making It Happen on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, I was giving you some tips on how to be a great leader, a transformational leader, especially in these trying times. And I left you with make people feel good about themselves. Van Gogh once said, treat a man as he appears to be, and you make him worse. But treat a man as if he already were what he potentially could be, and you make him what he should be. I love that. Treat a man as he appears to be, and you make him worse. But treat a man as if he already were what he potentially could be, and you make him what he should be. One last tip I want to share with you tonight is keep your cool in tense situations. Sound familiar? Yes, that's emotional intelligence. What you do in a tense situation says a lot about your limits. People take note of how far the pressure of social discomfort around you goes until you lose control of yourself in this situation. They take note of how far the pressure of social discomfort around you goes until you lose control of yourself in this situation. President Obama, who often displays a calm and collected persona, had a joke in his speech at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a while back when he said, in the next 100 days, I will strongly consider losing my cool. Obviously, this made him appear even more calm and collected. Bottom line, keeping your cool in tense situations lets people know you have a mind of steel, a personality trait most people are drawn to. So I want to share with you tonight 6 key questions to ask yourself as a great leader. Number 1, what have I done today to recognize someone else's accomplishments? That's impact. Number 2, what have I done to make it more likely I will learn something today? That's continuous improvement. Number 3, what have I done to make it more likely someone else will learn something today? That's mentorship. Number 4, what positive thing have I said about someone to their face today? That's empowerment. Number five, what positive thing have I said about someone who isn't in the room today? That's recognition. And number six, how have I been good to myself today? That's self-worth and self-respect. So this is, I call, the daily leadership practice by asking yourself these six key questions on a daily basis. So as a great leader, live by choice, not by chance. Make changes, not excuses. Be motivated, not manipulated. Work to excel, not to compete. And most of all, listen to your own inner voice, not the jumbled opinions of everyone around you. This is what great leadership is all about. Move away from the alpha male leadership style and move into a more inclusive, beneficial leadership style. Remember, we talked about classes of people, elite classes of people, beneficial and parasitical. Be the beneficial leader that you were called to be. Great leadership. The secret sauce is emotional intelligence. Good night. I wish you well. I wish you peace. And I wish you success.
This has been Making It Happen with your host, Carol Kelly. Join the conversation each week as Carol invites you to be inspired and to reach your highest potential possible here on Carol Kelly's Making It Happen.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.